Welcome to another episode of The Doghouse. We'll be right back with news and racing. Folks, welcome to another episode. We got a an interesting weekend coming up. Me and Phil are headed to
VIR
to VIR to watch.
We got a rant in the second hour about that, right?
We are going to have a rant. I don't have to put it off the second hour. I was going to actually do it real quickly, but
let's rant. Anger, show me anger.
Okay, so this week, and I was trying to get us booked into the hotels that they have at VIR.
Which are nice. I like them.
And VIR is Virginia International Raceway.
That's right. Virginia International Raceway.
One of the largest racetracks in Virginia.
Right.
And Danville, Virginia, the AIDS capital of Virginia.
I think technically it's not considered Danville where
Alton.
The track is. Alton, Virginia, right.
AIDS.
Because they won't let me say in Butthole, Virginia. Oh, damn.
Although it is Butthole, Virginia.
It pretty much is. Yeah,
there goes another chance for an advertiser.
There you go.
No, they know it's Butthole, Virginia.
Oh, believe me, when I get done ranting, that chance will be long gone.
Yeah. Lay it on us.
But so I was trying to...
Hold on. Can we do this like we're in church? Oh, Lordy. Go ahead.
Testify.
You can say amen every now and then.
I'm going to.
Okay. So I'm trying to get rooms. They have plenty of rooms. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of rooms available. That wasn't
Appreciate
a problem.
It. What? Oh, you're going to start to rant now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you
I'm
said
doing
you
were going
to save it for the second.
No,
half.
We're doing it now.
All right, do it now.
So,
bring it on,
they,
son.
They have plenty of rooms available.
Preach it.
Plenty of rooms available. And so I went in to get that. Number one, the first thing they do is tell you is you can't book it online, even though they have a book online link.
Right. Anger.
Right.
But I'm with you.
So you can't
book it online, even though they tell you you need to book it online.
Yeah,
exactly.
They have a book online button.
And they have a button.
Yeah, the button tells you to book online, so you go there and it tells you can't book online. You
and know, call them.
Whatever. Some people are not technically savvy and they don't understand.
Can I do a little bit of ranting there?
Sure.
So they give you a number to call them. So you call the number. Now, I've been to
book
VR.
Online.
No. You call it and you get all our people, which is one, are
right.
busy right now.
Yes.
We will call you back.
She's
name
busy
and
right now.
She's busy right now.
Yeah.
And you do that and they don't return a call. Okay.
But I didn't have that problem. But let me continue on. So, but they do list in there their partner hotels that are in the area within like a 35-40 mile radius, right? So I go in and I start clicking on the I figured maybe the reason I can't book it, maybe the reason Phil had already tried this, he couldn't book it. Maybe they were booked up. I didn't know that at that point, right? That they weren't.
It's quite possible. It is a big biking motorcycle racing
weekend
for them.
It's a big event for them. So,
and it is kind of late to try to start booking rooms, you know.
Right, right. So anyway,
less than 10 days
before. They're
lucky
it wasn't the day we showed up.
Right. So anyway, so I got to all the partner hotels and they've all like doubled their rates, their regular rates.
Of course.
For the weekend, right? But on top of that, I couldn't. I'm looking at all these different rooms and places like that. They're not available. They want me to, like, I found places where we could have a room for one night, but not the other night. We'd have to change hotels, and, which is not fun, right?
Well, no, especially in Danville.
I have done that before. It is definitely a pain in the butt.
That doubles your chance of bed bugs, cockroaches, and an STD.
Right, especially down there.
It's Danville.
Yeah. So, and I looked at some, you know, a lot of the surrounding areas too. It wasn't just Danville. And I looked, and some were just completely flat out. They didn't have anything available in the period that I wanted. They just came back and, you know, said,
that's actually, real.
They say, choose another date. Yeah, excuse me, I can't do that. But
that's actually kind of positive, in my opinion, because that means you've got a lot of people
shut
up for the races.
It might be positive.
Or the hookers.
It might be there could be a hookers convention going on. But it could have been a positive thing, but for my case, it wasn't a positive thing because I'm trying to get a room, right?
Warren, nobody in this room cares about what other people are doing.
Exactly.
It's all about us, Warren.
You do have a point there. Right. And I would probably wouldn't be caring if I wasn't not going.
If you wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
sad.
Boo.
So I got nowhere, and I tried to get hold of Phil. And, of course, getting hold of Phil on the weekends is pretty much like, you know.
Useless.
If you're not a cam model, don't even try. That's all I got.
Yeah. So I couldn't get him because I, you know, wanted to let him know. I said, hey, you know, call me because I don't know what to do at this point. Do I book one room in one hotel and another room in another hotel? What are we going to do? How far do you, you know, you want to go?
Are you willing to use a single bed?
No, that's not even an option.
I knew that right from the beginning. Yeah, there were some rooms that only had like a single king bed and didn't have a sofa bed in it. It was like, yeah, that ain't working.
A single queen size bed?
No.
Double.
Double, yeah. No, not going to work. So anyway, so I didn't hear back from Phil, but I did hear back from the woman at VIR. And the woman at VIR got back to me and told me that
she did call back.
Right.
I still haven't got my call.
Right. So, and an email. I got an email, too, because I followed up with an email. I did the call and the email. I don't trust anything. So I got back an email, and the email says that they have two rooms available. Two different types of rooms available. I shouldn't say two rooms available. I don't know how many they had. But they had rooms of each of the class available. And one of them was like, yeah, Phil and me probably wouldn't fit in this room at the same time, one of the rooms, okay? Then the other room they had, by the way, it was $225 a night. So it's pretty
in
much
Danville.
Like,
Bam. Yeah.
Right.
Danville, Virginia.
Right. Well, it's VIR, not Danville.
Yeah, right. Alton, even worse, Alton, Virginia. Yeah. Here, let me just crap out a grand
make
to come
rain.
To watch.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
going
to make it rain to come and watch the motorcycle races, which are trying to build their sport. Thank you, Track, for putting a kaboom on it.
Right. So in this particular room, Phil and me would have had to, like, slept in shifts. One of us would be outside while the other one was in the room sleeping. So then they have these.
That's where he went with that.
Yeah, I was thinking that you were saying you got the spoon.
I thought to pay for the room, I was going to have to whore myself in Danville.
You might have had to, because if we'd gone to the other room that was big enough for us to share,
it had a jacuzzi.
No, just bear with me for a minute. That room was $385 a night or something like that. I don't remember.
About $335 a night more than it should be.
So, yeah. So Phil and me for the weekend, for us to go. We were only planning to spend down the two nights down there, Friday night and Saturday night.
Right.
They had a 3-day minimum. So they would have had to book us for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at a minimum to go home on Sunday.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure that I understand this right. So they will only let you two come if you buy the honeymoon special.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay. They were like, you guys got to bone.
I just want to make sure I was right. So you guys
had to carry the other one over the threshold.
So it was going to cost...
I would pay so much money to watch that.
This wasn't a pleasure trip for Phil and me. We were going to work, okay? And it was going to cost us $1,000 to cover the race for the weekend.
If you stayed at the track.
Any place within about 25 miles.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing else around there. I mean, Danville's the closest thing. You're probably talking 28 miles, so...
No, Danville's 14. 18.
It just feels that way.
It feels that way.
Right.
Because you're on a two-lane road forever.
Right.
And there were places that... So I looked at my Hampton Inn because Lord knows I still have 50,000 Hampton Inn points. And, you know, Hampton Inn, there's one about 30 miles away. We can rectify it if we need to. But, Ken, before you came out here and rant and raved, it was like Moto America was stalking you.
Okay.
Oh.
Because this morning... A little late for VIR, but for the rest of their season, they've announced a partnership with Hotels for Hope, which benefits, I guess, the little children's. Helping children by reserving your rooms through Hotels for Hope. Costa Mesa, California, May 12th. Need a hotel room for an upcoming round of the 2015 Moto America AMA FIM North American Road Racing Series?
Why, yes, we do.
All right. So they have a link, and you go right to MotorAmerica.com, and you click on Book Your Hotel.
It says someone will call you back.
And it says somebody from VIR will call you back and try to build. From what I understand, they're building the Taj Mahal at VIR this week. That's why they were charging so much.
Apparently.
But it lists 10 hotels, and you get a good rate. Like, pretty much the only way I could have got the room cheaper was going through my rewards points and not paying anything out of pocket, but they had good rates for the same hotels we were looking at, Hampton Inns, because I am high maintenance.
Yes.
No, because that was what was available and close by. But they have good rates. They list all the ones. I mean, I'm looking at one, the Red Carpet Inn in Danville, $40 a night. That's probably how you get bed bugs, cockroaches, and a hooker banging on your door.
I was going to say, that's what they pay you to stay there at the Red Carpet Inn.
Wait, a hooker banging on your door. So I'm not sure where Ken's going to be staying, but I'll probably be at the Red Carpet Inn.
Cool. Well, you know, AZT is much cheaper, Phil, so
yes,
nowadays.
It is. You know, and whatever, you know.
It comes with a free copy of Dallas Buyers Club, too.
Nice. But Moto America now has on their website this partnership with Hotels...
It just came a little bit too late.
It was just a little too late for us. Right. But so they read your mind. They knew somehow. They knew Ken was going to be pissed.
Yeah.
So do you feel better now?
No. I mean,
it doesn't help us this week.
We'll be down there. But you know, it just seemed to me that you're trying to build
a series.
You're trying to build a series, and you're trying to build. And I know.
Well, I doubt Moto America has a lot to do with.
Well, okay, good. I didn't say this rant was directed at Moto America.
It's not Moto America.
It's VIR.
Well, the way you opened that up was you're trying to build a series.
Yes, you're trying to build a series, and you got a track working against you.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying now.
You're trying to draw people in. When people got to pay $1,000 to attend your race, that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How many people have $1,000 to blow attending a race?
Not me.
No, and you remember?
Dirk who sleeps on a $40,000 bed.
Right, Thurston Howell, Dirk of the Third.
Right, Thurston Dirk of the Third.
Right. Yeah. So anyway,
Dirk was like, I can make it rain on you if you want.
Yeah. Right. I guess if you had a luxury motor coach, that's probably the way to go.
The VIR. That's always the way to go to VIR. Yeah.
How much do they charge for the hookups there? $300 a night?
I don't know.
If you have a luxury motorhome, it's called the generator.
Yeah, that's true.
And you poop and to pay back, you dump the stuff right on the grass.
As you pull out. That's paying it forward. Paying it forward.
There's our video. How to avoid dump fees.
I'm totally down with that. I let poop go all over the place. Highways, right. Back roads.
That's right.
McDonald's park. You know what? I used to
open his valve and
allegedly,
start driving.
Hold on. Let me start that with allegedly. Allegedly, I had to keep a pry bar so I could dump at the Walmart that I was camping.
There you go.
In the sewage drain.
So, anyways, that was kind of that was kind of disheartening. That really upset me. Because I felt
it was
like, first number one, we were happy to see that we had a race coming back to the Mid-Atlantic, and then we have a race come back to the Mid-Atlantic, and the track in the Mid-Atlantic apparently is
wants to build a brand new track with gold plated with a gold racing.
Yeah,
surface.
It's going to make it difficult for a lot of people to come.
And here's the
some
thing:
people don't care.
Well, you know,
they didn't say we don't have any. If you sat there and said we only have one room and it's $300 a night, okay, you got me by the cojones,
right?
That was not. It's not like, oh, we're booked.
That's
it's
the price.
A week before the race.
Yeah, and
$20. Take it or leave it.
And that's the price. I mean, that's the price.
Now that would have turned me off.
Another thing I'll mention about that too is that I did mention that we're there to cover the event.
Media.
We're working the event.
And
we're not
deal with that either.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Oh,
I think I got the deal.
You know, they used to have a track PR guy there. Who media, and this is probably why I got fired. Media for the weekend, no matter what event was going on, they reserved an X amount of rooms in their own hotel, and they were $70 a night.
Yeah.
And that would be reasonable.
And right. And for $70 a night, I never flinched at that.
Right.
Because that's one night of staying there now.
Well, and it's much more convenient to be there at the track. And Phil and me, we just assumed we were going to be at the track.
Yeah. So obviously, we will change our opinion on this rant if VIR decides to advertise with the show.
We'll take
it all back.
Of course, we can be purchased.
We can be bought.
All right. Well, anyway, so
no, you're
that's
right.
All I had to say. I mean, that's all I had to say about the matter. I just find it rather disappointing, and I hate to see the series have hosts.
It's hosting events,
doing that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's a little bit of a black eye for all the people who are going down there to watch that, and they had to pay $1,000 for a weekend.
No, they won't go.
I'm telling you, people won't go. It's a black eye. Yeah, you know, people are not going to. Not that many people are going to be able to swing $1,000. But
apparently not.
Eyes.
Oh,
what, he said something about black eyes?
I thought he said it's a black guy down there. That's why people won't go. I was like, wow.
Warren, we didn't know. Oh, he's from West Virginia.
I didn't either.
Poor Warren. But yeah, it's like almost like the track is saying, "Yeah, we want you back. We want you back because we want to pound your fans in the poop hole."
Well, and the other thing too is that
the thing is
there were no special deals with surrounding hotels either. That's the other thing.
When I went, well, there is now.
Yeah, but there, what?
There is now.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with VIR.
No, it doesn't.
That's Moto America.
Yes, and good for them to step up and realize our complaint before we made it.
You know, I mean, a month ago it would have made sense, but
well, a month ago they were at Atlanta, and who the hell goes there anyways?
Right.
So. But
guys with tasers.
Yeah.
Right.
Riders. But you know, I'm glad they have this partnership with Hotels for Hope. You can go to MotoAmerica.com. They got links there.
Hopefully you won't get pounded.
Yeah, and you would think that VIR would be sitting there saying, "Wow, hey, you know, this series, we missed this series. We want it back. We should make some deals.
We
want
to attract people down from Northern Virginia. People aren't going to drive the 4.5-5 hours from Northern Virginia and Southern Maryland to get
spend $1,000.
No, it's not going to happen. They're not going to
on a new series. Right. You know, it's not like
Here's the thing. I was shocked they had rooms available. But now I'm not anymore. Now
I'm not at that price.
Right. That, now I understand
why. At $70, I'd have been like, oh, my God, Moto America's struggling because they had room available. At $325?
Not surprising.
It doesn't mean anything.
I can fly in on my helicopter the day of the race for cheaper.
Right. Yep.
I don't have a helicopter, but I figured Durka does.
Right. Durka probably has three.
Durka has a $90,000 bed.
Right. Well, he's probably got a gyrocopter.
You know,
my neighbor has
two helicopters and a working hovercraft.
Durka has a helicopter just for the bunny. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I knew that.
And it's not the kind of bunny you guys are probably thinking about.
No, it's not.
This is the actual.
Do you think we could take the hovercraft?
His wife won't let him have the good kind of bunny.
Do you think we could take the hovercraft to VIR?
That's a thought.
I will talk to my neighbor.
Okay.
I don't know what the range is or anything like that. It's a military hovercraft. Warren, you know anything about these?
Depends on what size it is, but they don't get any kind of gas mileage. They're horrible.
Well, they all have to buy it. Duh.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, all right. Well, that's all I had to say about it. So I think probably we'll take a quick break, and when we get back, I got some news I'm going to do in the second hour of the show. We're going to talk about racing in Imola.
Imola.
You guys, you know, you've been doing that for years, Phil.
I know.
You think you'd get old at some point?
It doesn't, because we only do it once
a year.
Yeah.
Well, no, we do actually the week before and the week after.
Yes, there you go.
Twice?
It's too much. So they raced in Imola this weekend, and it was what would have been, I'll give you a little preview, what should have been a big event for Ducati, not so much.
But, it was a big event for Ducati.
Yeah, not
just
in a good
not
way.
The way they want it.
Not in a good way. But we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the pool also in the second hour. But stick around. There's news coming your way, and we'll be right back, so don't you leave. All right, welcome back, folks.
Hey, we forgot to mention something.
What did we forget?
At the end of the month, the streaming stops.
Oh, yeah.
But we started late, so you should be getting the hint.
That's right, yeah, exactly. You've been getting trained.
You've been getting trained.
Yeah, so the streaming is going to be going away. I know that's not going to probably affect all that many people, but we will definitely continue to have the show available for you. We do wish, and I didn't mention this, and I should have mentioned this, make sure that you share the YouTube videos. Hopefully you're watching it on video right now. And subscribe, please subscribe.
Subscribe button. Subscribe button. Subscribe button.
What are you? On the screen.
I don't know if I'm on camera or not.
You're not on the camera. Button. You're not on camera right now, but you're also pointing to your weepy.
Yes, good.
he's like, touch this knob.
Right here.
He's like, right here. Warren, do it with the big X in front. Warren, do it with the big X in front of you. You know, like DX it, you know? So, all right.
So, yeah, subscribe button.
Yeah, so click
Warren,
the subscribe
stand
button.
Stand up and tell them to punch you in the balls.
Make sure.
Because that's where the subscribe button would be.
Make sure you click the thumbs up button, too. Right down here. Well, let's see, where is it? Where am I? No, it's here. Right here. No, thumbs up. Thumbs
why don't you up. Guys, why don't you guys
did
hold
you actually
hands?
Tell them to do thumbs down?
No. I think he just did.
Not, I think he did.
Anyway,
thumbs
right
up.
Here.
Thank you. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Okay, click the thumbs up button. Share, like, subscribe. Please do that. Please do that, because we need to get our subscribers up, and we would like you to share that. Share the video with you. If you enjoy the show, share it. If you don't enjoy the show, make fun of it and share it still. Do whatever you got to do.
Tell us what you don't like.
And you can comment. You can put comments right down here. See, right down there, you can put comments.
All right, we're done with that.
You go a little further down.
My ears are bleeding. Let's go.
Okay. All right. What are your ears bleeding from?
I don't know.
Begging?
Go.
Begging?
Go.
Minutia.
Begging?
Begging. It's killing me.
It's begging. It's what we're best at. So I don't generally do too many stories about people getting killed on the road, but I came across a story this weekend, and it was one of the ones that made me think, you know, you probably can't do this story enough. Warren can't do this story anymore because Warren is now considered to be a dangerous rider. But we'll talk about that at another time. But an estimated 58 of the 92 people who died in motorcycle crashes last year in Colorado weren't wearing helmets.
Ooh.
And I imagine that that probably 57 of them were high, too, at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It is Colorado where pot is
legal.
Doesn't
medical marijuana protect your brain?
In Colorado, they don't even have medical marijuana. It's recreational marijuana is legal in Colorado
okay,
now.
Doesn't recreational marijuana protect your brain?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Phil was just telling me earlier, apparently it causes ED.
Yeah, I just saw an article today that says smoking a chiba means the weepy don't stand up no more.
Right, yeah. So,
which is good because
which might explain why they wreck their bikes.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And Colorado does not require by law in the state for you to wear a motorcycle helmet if you're 18 years or older, at which point, I guess once you live to be 18, you're expendable in Colorado.
I think that's true of any place.
That's probably in most places. This is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, as Warren has been putting out some information about on Twitter and other places. And in cooperation with that, the Colorado Department of Transportation is promoting RideWise. It's a new campaign encouraging, that's the name of the campaign, RideWise. A new campaign encouraging motorcycle safety training courses, specifically focusing on older male riders who may have ridden thousands of miles, but have never undergone formal training. And that was me at one point. I rode for 20 years before I took my first motorcycle safety course and ended up teaching it.
I'd say it's probably the same way I did because when I grew up in West Virginia, you didn't have to take a special motorcycle course. You just went in, asked for the M endorsement, and you got the M endorsement.
Yeah, in New York, you had to take, when I went, you had to take school.
In most states, I will say back.
What do you do now?
Most states back in the 70s.
In the 40s.
And 80s, not 40s. I wasn't even born in the 40s, but nice try. You could have at least said 60s. But you could actually just take a really ridiculous, stupid test to get your M endorsement. Mine was ridiculous. And rode for 20 years with an M endorsement without ever really knowing much about motorcycle safety. I did learn the hard way on many cases. But anyway, I lived through it, and that's fortunate. But I did take that. So they're trying to encourage older riders to do that. And the course includes subject matters such as riding sober, which I guess is very important
probably
in Colorado.
Important out there.
Very important in Colorado. And wearing protective gear, which includes glasses, gloves, and boots, and apparently not a jacket.
Okay, that's why you said I'm a dangerous rider.
Yeah, you are.
Because you saw a photo of me without all the
proper
gear
riding
all the time.
Attire.
Mike Nossman, who is the manager of Aces Motorcycles in Fort Collins, Colorado, said a majority of his customers purchase helmets, but there are always those who don't and won't change their mind. And by the way, as a big supporter as I am of motorcycle helmets, I'm also a supporter of letting people choose because I believe in culling out the, you know, the brandless.
I'm the same way. I am anti-helmet as a law, but I am pro-helmet for my head.
Absolutely, because you value your brain. But those who don't value their brain, I think they should be allowed to ride without a helmet.
I don't have a problem with it.
I think it should be encouraged. No, but that's a whole different thing.
I don't want a lot of folks don't need encouragement, so.
Well, if they don't value their own brain, I don't really care, to be honest with you. But
you got a point.
If you do value your brain, I think you should do that. And but of the 92 motorcycle fatalities in the state last year, 97% were male.
Only 92.
Yeah, I mean, 92 is not a high enough number, I guess, for you.
Well, I was surprised that in an entire state for an entire year, it was only 92.
You know, Colorado's pretty, there's not a whole lot in Colorado.
Once you get outside of Denver, there's not much there.
Well, you got like Boulder, you got Colorado
Springs.
Like half
the state is under snow most of the year.
Yeah, you got a point. Exactly. Now that you think about it, it's probably
92 is
a lot of folks there.
That translates into like 4,000 people in Florida dying a year, which is probably about right. So. But 97% were male, and 55% were age 45 or older, which always surprises me but I guess it really shouldn't, because it's always
yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's always a majority. You kind of think, okay, I expect the number's going to be higher in young sport bike riders, right? Because they ride crazy.
But no, it's always the older people.
It's the older people. It is always the older people. And many of who came to motorcycle riding late in life who don't get the training. And I think that's the reason that they're trying to do that. So anyways, that's the end of that subject. But in a lighter vein.
Oh, we're going from death to something else.
Well, as I said, it's a lighter vein. It's kind of hard not to be a lighter vein from death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm not sure where you're going with this. Yeah. That's why I'm like struggling. But go ahead.
Well, you shouldn't be struggling because I haven't told you anything other than a lighter vein. Isn't anything lighter than 40 than people?
Than a vein?
The dead
I've
people?
Never weighed
not
a vein.
That kind of vein.
Oh. Like Charles Vane?
In a lighter vein. It's,
okay. Go ahead.
Oh, just give it up.
Give it up. Okay. Go.
A 60-year-old Guatemalan rider who had disappeared 3 months ago has been found.
Yay!
Three months.
That's a long time to be missing.
The rider went out to give a neighbor a hand by bringing his niece home from a village about 40 miles away from his hometown.
It's not going a good direction.
Okay. Hector Gutierrez left his home at about 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 4th, and was expected. You got a dirty mind. You got a dirty,
mind. Well, he's picking up a child and...
In Guatemala. You know, I hate to say it, but he's kind of right.
Wow. He left his home about 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 4th, and was expected to be back no later than 5 p.m. When he hadn't arrived by 7 that night, his wife got concerned and called local authorities. A group of 15 law enforcement officers from surrounding villages and 50 volunteers retraced Hector's route for 2 days, but found no sign of him or his 1984 Yamaha. Posters were put up in all surrounding locales, but no one reported either seeing Hector or his motorcycle, and his family began to believe that Hector had been kidnapped. And I guess kidnapping is a big deal down there. I guess it's not that
common.
Yeah,
they do that. Well, remember, who was it? Wasn't it a race? No, it was some racer, but was it a motorcycle racer whose family got kidnapped before a race about 5 years ago?
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember it either.
Crap. All right, I'll look that up. Keep going.
Maybe you're just reliving a plan you were making.
That could be.
Right. So they began to believe that Hector had been kidnapped and were awaiting ransom demands, but they never came. Then a man reported to local police that he had stumbled upon an abandoned shack about 25 miles from Hector's home, where he came across a motorcycle that fit the description of Hector's Yamaha. The police immediately sent out two officers who found the motorcycle somewhat hidden behind the shack. They knocked on the door, but there was no response. Fearing that Hector might be held prisoner in the shack, the cops kicked down the door where they found Hector and the neighbor's niece scrambling to cover their naked bodies.
I told you.
Yeah, see? We knew where his way.
I told you.
He's in West Virginia. That is like the Guatemala of the North.
Hey.
I said it was the neighbor's niece, not his niece. Get out of West Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Hector's...
Hey, it's only in North Carolina. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Hector explained to the police that his motorcycle had developed mechanical problems while they were returning. So they... I know, it's great.
I love that, because a month, you can walk 40 miles. Even me walk 40 miles in a month. Right. Maybe.
Right. So they held up in the shack, hoping to find help in the morning. Then morning became afternoon, it became another day, a week, and so on and so forth.
And 3 months later...
No explanation of their state of disrobe was provided. Personally, I can
think... They're trying to keep warm.
Personally, I can think of a few. Apparently, Warren's already been there. And Hector's wife ain't buying any of it.
I bet not.
Could you see that? Could you see having to make that explanation to your neighbor? I picked your niece up, but I didn't put her down for 3 months.
Well, was the motorcycle in good working order? Since, you know, that's really the only important part of the story.
You know, they didn't say whether or not the motorcycle actually had any problems or not, just that he had claimed that it had. My guess had probably been, I wonder if he got charged with anything. I mean, if she wasn't a minor... Probably wouldn't get charged with any crime, right, Phil? It's not a crime to be missing, right?
And a minor is probably like 11.
Hey, I didn't know they had mines in Guatemala.
Yeah, okay. They have big mountains, mines.
Yeah, so I don't know that he did anything other than he's got probably a bigger problem with his wife than he does with... And the neighbor.
Yeah, the neighbor's probably pissed.
The girl's father's...
Neighbor's probably sharpening a machete.
He's probably already kicking in the wall / door of that shanty shack.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Well, I don't think they live there anymore. I think the cops fetched him back. So
No, I'm at his neighbor, in their neighborhood. Like, they pretty much live in aluminum sheds.
Okay. Well, in any case...
I'm a racist.
Yeah, in any case, he... I guess the cat's out of the bag, as it were. So, there you go. People will look for you if you get... You can't take off on your motorcycle promising to bring somebody home and just not do it. People will come and look
and
for you.
You got to be more than 25 miles away.
He got away with
it
for 3 months, though. It's
actually
only
25 miles away. It's kind of surprising you didn't get caught sooner.
It's Guatemala. It's only 30 miles
uncle,
wide.
My uncle... here's family business. My uncle... Why not? My uncle, my mother's brother... vanished for 35 years. When we finally found him, he was in a town 10 miles away from his family and home.
So maybe being close is actually wise to him.
Right, because, yeah. I mean, my aunt had paid to have private eyes look all, you know, oh my God, there's somebody with a similar name in California, right. Yep. And New Mexico, all over the place, and he was 10 miles away.
But did they actually, the last question, I mean, it had been so long, had they had him declared dead?
No.
They didn't. See, that'd be the first thing I do, because you can't collect anything.
Because you can't collect the money. Ken's like, I can't get no money.
You can't get the insurance. You can't do nothing unless you have him declared dead. So I'd get him declared dead, you know.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so anyway. But that's what I got.
He's definitely the hide-and-seek champion of our family.
And that's all that I got. anyway.
I my mother's like, when they found... And then they found him, and before my mother and her brother and... my aunt went up to see him. He passed away. He had a heart attack and died.
Well, did he know he'd been found?
Yeah, no, because he talked to him on the phone. He called up and apologized.
I imagine if they let Hector know in advance he'd been found,
he wouldn't have been found. Right. He'd been gone. Right. But I still call, when I talk about him, he's still my Uncle Ronnie, the greatest hide and seeker I ever met.
that is pretty impressive. All right, folks, so we're going to take a break. And when we get back, Warren is going to give us some news. Hopefully, it's not going to be a recall. You got any recalls this week, Warren?
Actually, I do.
Oh,
are you pooping on BMW?
No, I'm not.
He's going to. We'll see. Well, hopefully, it's an interesting recall. Is it an interesting recall?
It is.
All right. You're going to have to be the judge of that. All right. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go away.
Everyone, welcome back to the doghouse, where we always keep our motorcycles clean, except when they're not.
I never clean mine.
And we're...
That's because he's a Harley owner, and they clean them
nonstop. Yeah, that's all Warren does. Other people ride them.
Right.
I look at mine in part... Well, actually, did I tell you I sold mine?
The box of parts, yes, you did
yes,
tell
I
me.
Yes, I told me. I sold the box
You sold the box of parts.
Well, now you need to get another box of parts and put one together.
No.
Oh, I have several boxes of parts you can have.
Yeah. Okay. I remember I took a box of parts off a guy the other day, couldn't build a bike out of it.
Yeah. I have pieces parts up in a warehouse somewhere, allegedly.
Well,
couldn't
you get enough of them put together so he can actually have something to ride?
I would not ride. No. If I buy anything, in the fall time, I'll look to buy another bike.
That's a good time to do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be a seventh Pulsar.
I already own four motorcycles, so I don't know that I need any more. One of them I can actually ride.
You need to get a sporty with an electric kickstart.
No. Yeah, right. If I get anything, it'll probably be seventh place.
I got a great motorcycle in my garage. That is for sale. That is for sale. And
if you love America, you should buy that bike.
If you love America and you're at least 6'2", it's a great motorcycle.
And you can email Ken at ntnradio.com. He'll send you pictures.
Yeah, and it's actually signed on the tank by Jay Leno.
It is actually signed on, and they have photo proof.
Yeah, a picture of Jay Leno on the bike signing.
And this is the USO bike.
Yes.
Yeah, the USO bike. And that is for sale, but unfortunately, I'm not nearly tall enough to ride that bike.
Yeah. It was built
I didn't
for
realize, men. You know, until you pointed it out, I didn't realize that you would have to be a big person to ride that one.
Yeah, it's just because of the design of the seat. Yeah. It's just way, you're sitting way
and
too far
controls,
back on the bike.
The controls are way out there.
The controls wouldn't be bad. If the seat brought me forward 2 inches, I could ride the bike fine. But it's just 2 inches too far. It's just not safe for me to ride it.
So it was about 2 inches.
And it's all about safety, Warren. You know how that is.
Yes, Warren, safety.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Okay, yes. Go ahead, Warren.
All right, so... Ten teased this on the way out about me talking about another recall, and it's a safety thing. I think anytime when we get a recall in the motorcycle industry that affects...
That craps on BMW.
This has nothing to do with BMW.
Okay.
Well, it shouldn't.
Is it a Harley recall?
No, it's not.
I knew that.
This is a recall that affects both Triumph 675 and Speed Triples and the Yamaha YZF R1M. So one recall affects both of them because they're using the same set of Orland shocks. So if you guys out there have either one of those...
Olin
shocks. Yeah. I have a breed in here. It makes it funny. So if you own a set of those shocks, that TTX36 shocks, those have been recalled. And it is a refrain from riding recall. So you shouldn't even be on the bikes if you
wow. don't ride it.
Do you
to
realize
the dealership?
A lot of that affects a lot of club racers?
Yeah.
Have those, and that's a nice upgrade shock.
It is. Everyone thought this was a great shock.
Well, I think it probably is a great shock. That doesn't mean that they didn't have they didn't have a manufacturing defect. I assume that's what it is.
No,
right?
Actually, it was part manufacturing defect and part people not paying attention to the instructions.
You mean like leaving things like, I don't know, a rear reflector off your bike?
They said
for 3 months?
Right, yeah. The piston shaft nut, which in some cases causes has not been torqued at full metal-to-metal contact specs.
So it's a quality control issue.
Quality control issue.
Shame on them.
Yeah. No, luckily, it's not a lot of bikes. For the two Triumph models, it's only 566. And these bikes were built in 2014 and 2015. The Yamaha is all their 2015 bikes, but they didn't give any numbers on how many was affected. But if you have any of these bikes, and that's the Daytona 675R, the Speed Triple, or the Yamaha YZF R1M, you can go out to safercar.gov, enter your VIN number, and they'll tell you if you're affected by this recall. So that's always good to know.
Yeah, well, it's really good to know if it's a do not ride situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to do that right away.
I would highly recommend it.
Simply pick up the phone and call your local dealer that services your bike, because you're going to have to go there anyway to get a recall taken care of.
Well, is this a do not ride when they say refrain from riding?
That's a legal term.
Yeah.
Refrain means we're telling you...
You shouldn't do it.
Yeah, if you want to ride, you're taking your own life in your own hands. So.
Yeah, some of the other ones have been dramatic. Do not ride this bike.
Yeah, I don't know what refrain from means. That sounds maybe that's like a UK term, right?
Oh, an UK term?
An UK term, yeah.
Yeah, UK. I'm big on that.
So.
Well, on a more enlightening note...
I was pretty enlightened by that, but okay.
Did you know that the Can-Am Spyder has been around for quite a few years? Enough that they made 100,000.
And they sold four.
Oh. Wait. It's not been around that long. I mean, the Can-Am Spyder's probably been around for, 6 years maybe?
First came out 2,000 years ago, so 8 years.
2,000 years ago?
My God.
So Jesus rode a Can-Am Spyder.
Cool. Wow.
He was like, come follow me.
You know, that's a good point. You know, I was watching that.
2007.
Have you watched that series AD? Because I did see, some prophets riding a Can-Am Spyder on that.
I remember, I think it's like John 11:42. It was like, and Jesus said, brap.
Yes, right.
Anyway,
thou shalt not lean into turns, I think, was a commandment, wasn't it? Yeah.
Anyway, Bombardier's been making them since Bombardier. I am having such a problem with language tonight. Mm-hmm.
Just you have that problem with every language.
Bombardier's the guy that flew over Washington this past week.
I did see that. My videos came out like
Bombardier?
That.
Bombardier Recreational Products started building the Spyder in 2007, so 8 years ago.
I was pretty close, wasn't
pretty
I?
Close.
I said 10. He said 2000.
I said so 6. He said 2000 years ago, right?
So we split the middle.
Yeah, it was 1,000 years.
King Arthur, King of the Britons, brat.
They just rolled off the 100,000 model off their assembly line in Quebec.
Were they stowing timber on a deck?
Yeah.
No.
They said 1,000. They said, wee-wee, wee-wee.
They said 1,000, eh?
It's Quebec, wee-wee. No, it's Quebec. Quebec, they say wee-wee.
Oh, wait, they do say wee-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't say, you have to go a little farther west to,
to get the A's.
To get the A's.
Eh?
And
what's that all about?
I don't know.
On a boot.
The first Spyder was sold to...
Jay Leno.
Damn you.
I mean, that's just obvious.
Yeah, he's got a lot of those number ones.
He's got the first of all ones.
Yeah, he's got a number. I don't think all, but he's got a number of first ones. You know, because they do that. It's great PR. You give the first one of it to Jay Leno, and it's great
PR. And he talks about it on his TV show.
I have the number one of one bike, but I didn't give it to Jay Leno, but he did sign it.
Yeah. You can have that, too.
And you can have that
Just bike. Contact Ken at ntnradio.com. Right.
Got a sale going on this week, as a matter of fact.
Well, the 100,000th was a Can-Am Spyder F3. It's one of those new cruiser-styled...
It looks pretty much just like the other ones, so they just made a few little changes to the front end.
Yeah, put a fairing on it. Wait a minute.
Okay. Sorry about that,
guys.
And it
was presented to a Mr. Braum from Springfield, Ohio. Or Missouri, excuse me. Springfield, Missouri. So he is the proud owner of the 100,000.
Dirk, on the video, put the photo up.
He's already got it up.
He does now. There we go.
Oh, so.
That's the video. That's the picture of the 100,000.
That's the picture of the 100,000th spider. You know,
surprisingly enough, it probably looks a lot like the 950,000th one.
It also looks like the third.
Yeah, right.
So I thought that was a good, but that is a good news story. You know, companies have been able to produce 100,000.
I don't know.
Of those.
Here's a good news story. I'll give you a good Can-Am Spyder news story.
Can-Am announces they're sponsoring the doghouse.
Right.
That's a good news story.
Can-Am could come out with an articulated suspension on their bikes.
Yeah.
So that their bikes can lean.
That would be nice. But
because it's not rocket science.
No.
Not rocket science.
It's not.
No, it's not.
But they don't.
There are people that build articulating trikes and have been for years with suspensions that you can lean your bike. So your bikes aren't a amazing hazard to ride or dangerous to ride.
Well, I was just surprised that they've sold 100,000.
Spouting the love today.
Yeah, he is. He's all about it.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised.
But I am willing to say that it is perfectly safe to ride for a short sponsorship on the doghouse.
By short, he means 8 years.
That's right.
No, I mean, it's cool that they made 100,000. But I still don't see them as being that popular. I don't know. I guess 100,000 ain't a lot.
They do make great jet skis, though.
Yeah.
I do like their jet skis.
And snowmobiles.
And they're a lot safer. And snowmobiles.
No, I'm a Polaris snowmobile guy.
Yeah.
But
they do make good jet skis.
Yeah.
And they make some cool jet boats, too.
That's still saying 20,000 a state.
A state?
Or 2,000.
Well, how many a year? How many a year have they sold? They've been in business. We said they've been doing this
8 years.
That's a little over
10,000.
Yeah, a little over 12,000 a year. That's not that much.
That's not that much.
Right.
But if you remember,
but they are ahead of Motus.
Well, they're also ahead quite a few of the others, because remember a few weeks ago we talked about how Triumph became the largest European sailor in the U.S.
Yeah.
And they were only, you know. I don't remember. It wasn't that many.
Yeah, but Triumph's been around for like 100 years.
Yeah, but Spyder Can-Am wasn't that far behind in numbers to what the Triumph was selling.
Yeah.
So that was kind of surprising to me. I was just surprised that in 8 years they sold 100,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that many on the road,
right?
Really.
No, you don't. I mean, I see one every now and then, but you don't see the large numbers on the road, which I would say that 100,000 spread over the entire world probably would explain that. Yeah. You know?
So. Anyway, moving on, because this conversation...
And there are all those ones that were built for the first 5 years before they figured out why everybody's wrecking them, but, you know, they're not on the
road. Well, they also had a problem with them catching on fire as well.
Yeah, which lowers the numbers, too.
Yeah.
You sell 100,000, you got six on the road.
And you burn one up, you got to go buy a new one.
That brings your numbers up, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's called market share.
That's right.
Go ahead, Warren.
All right, so... When we talked about the satisfaction rates of bikes a few weeks ago, and you said that
Consumer Reports,
and who was the number one?
Victory.
Victory was number one.
Yeah.
Harley was number two.
Yeah,
so Warren went and found an article that says, you're wrong, Harley's number one.
Right.
F you commie bastard. Right? Go ahead, lay it on.
He's going to have a story about the number one in recalls. Right.
Well, that would be BMW.
Yes,
but you guys know that already. I mean, you know, I don't have to
please
make
just
that
put a quarter
up.
On
that's
the table
fact.
For that. I gave you.
That's just a fact.
Okay.
But no, actually, the Pied Piper Prospect Satisfaction Index, whoever that is,
Pied Piper. Watch Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
that's the name of the company in Silicon Valley. Pied Piper.
Oh, okay. This isn't about boobs.
No.
Well, Silicon Valley should be.
Oh. Okay, we'll go for a PSI for short from now on. So instead of Pied Piper Prospect Satisfaction, PSI. Well, PSI did a survey of all the major brands sold in the United States. And for the second year in a row, Ducati came out as the brand that most people were satisfied with.
Okay, well, let's back this up a little bit. Who are they, and why should we care what their opinion is?
Well,
and how many times did they call Hawkeye?
It doesn't matter. <You're right. laughs> It doesn't matter because it's a story that I found that I liked and thought was interesting. Damn it!
Well, who is Pied Piper besides a company on Silicon Valley on HBO, which you can catch right now weekly? HBO sending me money. Okay. So who are I don't know who Pied Piper is. I don't know what that is.
Pied Piper uses a mystery shopper and looks at walk-through door sales, internet leads, and telephone leads.
Okay,
that's
Pied Piper, I am looking for employment.
You could be a mystery shopper.
I could be a mystery shopper.
Oh, they're scam artists. Right? So what they do is they're like, yeah, pay us 50 grand. Listen, and the NTN Radio Network will do this for your company.
Yes.
Pay us 50 grand. We're going to pretend to call people and give you back numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I love these kind of businesses. I always wanted to start one.
Yeah.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
I think we did.
But you're really building the Sphinx.
I think we did. We just aren't very good at it.
Yeah, we're not getting the 50 grand. That's
right, exactly.
It's going the opposite direction.
I love these kind of businesses.
So they got their reports back from their mystery shoppers, and the mystery shoppers said, based on Ducati owners they spoke to?
No, the dealerships. They go into the dealerships.
Okay.
How satisfied are your people with your bike?
They love them.
The BMW ones are like, oh, they hate us. No,
yes,
I don't.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, BMW finished 1, 2, 3, 4. They finished 5th.
But well, there's only like 12
Okay, so wait a minute. So I got to understand this. So Pied Piper sends mystery shoppers into dealers.
They specialize in automotive mystery shopping. Shut up!
No,
motorcycle mystery shopping. And also power sports, RV, and marine.
I don't care what their
I've been trying
BS
to get
is.
Some stuff out.
I want to know. Yeah, I want to hear from Warren. They go into the dealers, and who do they talk to in the dealers?
Prospective customers.
Oh my God!
A prospective customer is not. Shut up. I just pulled up their website. It's conme.com. No, it's not. But I went to their website. It's they charge the company $100 to walk in to talk to them, and they charge them $40 if they're calling the people they're surveying on the phone. We got to get in on this.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
We are in the wrong business.
So they did some.
It's inexpensive.
It doesn't. Okay, all right. So based on
their mystery shoppers who walk through the door and look at door sales, internet leads, etc.
Yes. You know, what are door sales?
You know, when you go and buy a door at Home Depot.
That's what I thought.
No,
door sales are people that walk through the door.
On people buying doors at Home Depot, the people like
I told you it's a scam.
They like
this is beautiful.
Well, doors
so, okay,
and
so we
go
don't
together.
Know. We know that they went into Ducati dealerships and they spoke to people in the Ducati dealership, prospective buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What they asked, I don't know.
Okay.
How they asked
Or based on what found, they called people on the phone who had bought Ducatis, perhaps, right? Perhaps.
Yes. Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. And based on their happiness with their purchase. Number one, Ducati people, after spending all that money on a motorcycle, probably
are going to say they're happy whether they are or not.
Especially if they bought
Unless
one of the more
Ken.
Expensive
Ken
ones.
Ken be like, God damn.
That's right. Charged me too much. Okay, so... So Ducati was number one. Now that we got out of the way that the survey was useless, let's move on. Okay.
Okay, so out of that, Ducati was number one, Harley-Davidson second, Victory was third,
right.
So they're still in the top.
Yeah.
Triumph, BMW, and at that point, that's where the next line would show you where the average for the entire motorcycle industry is.
Okay.
So all the bikes below this, and all the bike manufacturers below this are below average in user satisfaction.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Can-Am, Suzuki, and I'm going in from top to bottom order.
Mm-hmm.
Can-Am, Suzuki, MV Agusta, Kawasaki, Motor Guzzi, Star, Indian, Aprilia, Honda, Yamaha, Husqvarna, and KTM.
Yeah, you know, right. Where's Honda? You just had Honda down there too.
Honda's not on. Yeah, they're like fifth or bottom. Now this is the point where I started saying,
something's not right.
Something sinky.
You just had Yamaha. Kawasaki, and Honda all below average. Which we already know can't possibly be true.
Does PSI work? What are the facts? I love reading websites. But here, dealers who improved their average Pied Piper PSI score by 10 points or more from year to year saw a retail sales increase of 9% over that time. Don't hate the game, hate the player.
There you go.
Yep. Now, the ones that showed the best improvement from 2014 to 2015...
I hope so.
Me too. We need be the PR. Best PR we ever got, and we're broke.
We need
so screw you.
That's right, yeah. You can have everything we own.
They had I got to get something to drink here.
Want a beer?
Let's do this way. You hand it off. I'll do it for you, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Aprilia?
Yeah, KTM and BMW were the ones that showed the most improvement.
Well, you had no problem saying KTM.
Or BMW.
He did struggle on Husqvarna, though.
Yeah. Husqvarna.
How did KTM improve? They're on the bottom.
Yeah, well.
How did KTM improve?
Below the level.
You don't know. There could be a level up like hell.
Well, I don't know if our listeners heard that, but Durga and got off his $50,000 bed, and he like rolled out, and as the women were fanning, he said, "How did you improve? You're on the bottom." Here's my other question. Well, here, this is how you improve. They signed up for the service.
That's how
this all works.
Right.
All right. Then I'm going to go out with this really quick story. Ken mentioned it earlier that in the United States and in some other countries in the world that May is Motorcycle Safety Month for a variety of reasons. One is when the riding season really kicks off. And what I've done, I've put a couple of different posts up, and one big one on Facebook has multiple different little photos of, you know, to remind you to, you know, look twice, save a life. All that kind of stuff. So go to our Facebook page, you know, pick one of those photos up and share it on your homepage or make it your banner across the top.
And
to remind
most
all the
non-riders. Share it with a car driver, not a motorcycle rider.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the motorcycle riders already know that they're there.
Yeah. Put it as your Facebook banner at the top of the page so people will see it who don't ride bikes.
And a lot of people that listen to our show there use it to replace your profile picture too.
Yeah, because some of you is ugly.
Some of you is butt ugly.
Butt ugly. Yeah. I mean, you're trifling.
Yeah,
it's like, look, I'm trying to eat breakfast while I'm checking Facebook.
Hey,
and your ugly ass is posing up pictures.
We have no room to talk about it with
I'm
our...
I'm sexy and I know it.
On our Facebook
but
page.
But we're out here putting it out there.
We have a dog that looks like a horse on our profile picture.
We're the one. We have a dog that
does.
Looks like a horse.
Isn't it like Rocky or something?
Oh, Rocky looks like a horse.
If you don't poop on Rocky, the three-legged dog.
Yeah, don't poop on Rocky.
The three-legged dog. Don't poop on the three-legged dog.
Not if you want your dog. Not if you want your dog to have a full set. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Rocky was a tough competitor.
Yes, exactly.
All right, that's all I got. I can't take no more. You guys are killing me.
We're trying.
There, see, I said it right that time.
Husqvarna.
Husqvarna.
Great company in Silicon Valley, but that's about it.
Listen, Pied Piper, if Pied Piper PSI is looking to hire, we are available. If you would like some market research.
We are available, and it's the greatest way to get us to not crap on your product. Hire us.
Kawasaki Motorcycle Dealer. Pied Piper PSI showed us that we didn't ask the people if they wanted to buy the bikes.
Yeah.
I'm summarizing what they said.
Yeah.
It's like if you got to spend $50,000 to do that, why isn't your idiot ass advertising on the dog?
I think these companies are
obviously that Kawasaki dealership is full of dummies.
These companies are just out there to prove that we're not very imaginative, Phil.
We are not.
We are not.
But anyway, I'm quitting the doghouse and I'm going to put up videos of me kicking Durker in the balls.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and I got some more news to do for you, so don't go anywhere.
You know, I kind of feel like Olaf. You know, he always came back into that music and hit with his own music. I like that song. I don't know what it
was
called.
Did we steal that from Olaf?
No, we didn't. I wish we had.
Because I know Olaf would have stole it from somewhere else.
Olaf would have stole it from somewhere else.
Because I don't think they even have copyrights
in Ireland?
Over there, no.
Or wherever he is?
Yeah, no.
Probably not.
No, it's Finders Keepers, I think.
Finders Keepers, Losers, Sewers, or
yeah,
something like
right.
that.
Yeah.
So we got some news before we get into World Superbike. We got some news, and I kind of want to talk about some of this stuff. I saw a little interesting article that Victory is going to race an electric bike at Isle of Man coming up.
That's their new then they're using that as a promo, I'm sure, for
talked about that. They bought Brammo,
right?
Was it Brammo?
They bought all Brammo's technology.
Yeah.
And then the rumor came out that they were going to produce an electric cruiser.
Right, and then
it would be much more
became,
awesome if Scarlett Johansson was riding that.
Well, and then it became much more than just rumor.
Yeah, now it's real.
Now it's real.
It's the real deal now.
And now they're going to use this as a promo for it.
Yeah. But I don't know, is it a cruiser or is it a
sport?
Well,
it's a sport,
bike.
But you do not ride, you do not go around the Isle of Man racing on a cruiser.
Well, you could, but it wouldn't be that much
Victory
fun.
Victory doesn't build a sports bike.
No.
So they're probably retrofitting an existing, which I find it hard to think, imagine that that Victory would take a Yamaha frame, for example, and put an electric motor in it.
That so, is kind of, yeah,
so it's probably
interesting to see what they've done.
It's probably a prototype.
Yeah.
But not a but probably not a prototype of what they will actually come to market.
Probably not. Probably not based on what they
either that or it's a Brammo.
That is probably more realistic than anything else.
Right.
A Brammo with a Victory
logo. I don't know if Durka can pull it up, and I did not do this. But they got a Victory. Oh, I just turned my camera way around. Wait, can we do this? There we go. Put that camera up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we actually showing a camera on a computer screen?
Yeah, we just did that. But that's the bike right there.
We've reached a new low.
We have sunk to an all new low.
For and our next show, all over the place. For our next show, we will actually draw on a piece of paper for you. Okay?
I can do that right now.
Right.
It's got, look, I can be that guy. Remember the guy who used to paint with the big fluffy hair? Yeah. Come on, Durga, put me up.
And it would draw happy little clouds.
Yeah, happy little clouds. First you put the two wheels for the motorcycle, and then you kind of, you know, woo. I don't know what the hell that was, but whatever. Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was interesting. And the Isle of Man is coming up and stuff. I got to fix my cameras because Dirk is like yelling and throwing things at me.
No, he's just over there laughing at you, Phil.
That's the same thing. that's how rich people yell and throw.
Right.
Here's a little AMA kind of news. It's not AMA, Moto America kind of news, I guess. Is at the end of this year, Miller Motorsports Park is closing down. Well, the Miller family group has not renewed their contract with the county, I guess, that they rented from. So it looks like there's nothing scheduled for past the end of 2015.
Wow.
And I don't know.
That's not really Moto America news. That's
they race there.
US, well, yeah, I was going to say that's U.S. racing news.
That's U.S. racing news.
It affects
news.
A lot more than Moto America.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of four-wheel sports. That's a lot of track days. Yeah. That's a lot of CCS, and we were both raced there. Wow.
That's kind of sad.
I don't know. It didn't seem like the county was saying no more racing at the park. It was kind of more like the Miller family didn't want to be involved anymore.
Oh, I thought the county. Okay, it sounded like you were saying the county was not going to lease the land to the Miller family.
No, it sounds
anymore.
Like they want it. I don't know. The way I read it is that the Miller group doesn't want to do it anymore.
Well, if that's the case, that leaves it open for somebody else to come in.
And that should be our Kickstarter campaign.
Miller is one of the few well-managed tracks out there.
Yeah.
And you take the Miller family, who's been doing this for a lot of years, out of it, and you got to wonder how well it's going to work.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
But if you contribute to our new Kickstarter campaign,
right,
for the doghouse, you'd run Miller.
There you go.
I'm all for
it's a
that.
A bit of a commute for us, though.
You know what? If we're running Miller, we'll have the money and the jets and all that kind of stuff. Right. I guess we should jump into, and then, of course, Moto America is going to be at VIR this week, which Ken and I will be at. Mm-hmm. We'll get to see some racing. We'll get to hang out with the guys and have a good time, hopefully. And hopefully the weather will be good. It's supposed to be.
Yeah,
and
don't be surprised if all our videos we take are only of Umbrella Girls.
Yeah.
We can't get interviews, that's what we're going to spend our time doing.
Yeah, listen, and even if we can't get interviews, it's a good chance that's where we're going to spend our time.
They may be who we're interviewing.
Yes, and the other thing, there'll probably be shots of food in the media center. I'm always a big fan of those photos and videos.
Yep.
Now, if you get to interview like Josh Hayes or any of the racers like that, a couple questions you should ask. Blondes, brunettes, or redheads?
His wife will probably be there and beat us.
His answer will be brunette because his wife's a brunette, and that would be
the only
one.
A good way to find
and
out.
And she knows us, and believe me, she could find us. So.
Yes, she could find us.
Well, okay, there's plenty of other guys
I'm
kind of
curious whether Larry Pegram's going to be there.
You know, Larry Pegram is kind of going on.
Speaking of
EBR, so Quintarelli, is that how you say the other part of the
close enough
EBR
Phil.
Team? Yeah.
For you, right on.
Claudio, we'll call him Claudio, from QB Racing, claims that when EBR packed up their World Superbike squad, that not only did they take their stuff, but they took some of his personal stuff.
Specifically, Pagram Racing, he mentions.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's a real pissing contest going on right now.
So pretty much Larry came out and said, yeah, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, he came. I'm glad he did. He came out and said, well, everything we took belonged to Pagram Racing.
Yeah. So it's so there's a little bit of
here's the bad thing. Nicola Canepa basically came out and said thank you to Quintana or whatever his name is.
Quintarelli.
Guantanamara, whatever.
Guantanamo.
Guantanamo, right. Guantan and Mayo. Basically came out and said, yeah, they were great to him and everything was good and he didn't say anything nice about Pagram Racing.
Yeah, so it's just turned into a big S show.
Yeah.
But did you really expect anything else because of the way this ended?
Yes. Yes, because
really?
It had nothing to do. Yeah, I did because it had nothing to do with either party. It had everything to do with EBR and Hero's relationship. Yeah. That had nothing to do with Pagram Racing and Guantanamo.
It all flows downhill. I mean, once you start getting you know, people pulling money out and people starting to get
again. If there had been a bunch of pooping going on between the you know them and EBR, them and Hero, that makes sense. The problem is two guys that both got sacked out of this whole deal are the ones that
are blaming each
they're
other.
Blaming each other.
Are no, fighting with, well, yeah, no, they're fighting with each other.
They're fighting with each other.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what.
Yeah,
what
each, there's finger pointing going on every way. Not good. Not
hopefully
not
he
good
will. Larry will be at.
I hope so.
VIR because I'd like to talk. To him.
I'd like to hear what he has to say about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think that would be a good couple minute talk.
Yeah, either that or he'll won't be able to say.
Yeah, right.
Now supposedly.
Oh, I'm listening.
I will give you what I think is potentially big news. First time, there's been a lot of speculation going on. Some people in the race pool, the place have been speculating whether or not Hero was going to use this opportunity. The reason they kind of crushed EBR was so they could come in and sweep in and get all their patents.
That's
for next to nothing.
No, you didn't
mention that. Apparently, there is more than a strong rumor that Hero is actually looking to be potentially the company that's good. Just so everybody knows, EBR is not going away.
No, they never are.
They're not going
they're
away.
Like a cockroach.
Well, it's not that they're like just filing for bankruptcy. We talked about the filing for receivership thing. That what's going to happen is that it's going to court to find a buyer for a buyer to come in and pick up the debt, and lets them pick up the company for pennies on the dollar. And there's more than strong rumors going out there that that company, who a lot of us have speculated, me being one, was going to be Hero's way of getting access to
the patents
and everything else. Getting access to not just the patents, but all the work that's already been done on it. Basically, scoop up the racing and everything. That's the way Hero would do it. But I don't think it does anything for Pagram Racing or Guantanamo, whatever his name is.
Guantanamo. I think that's where they went in Shawshank.
Yes, I think so.
So, did you know Tim Robbins is 6'5"?
No, that's pretty big for a large phallus that he is.
Yeah, I thought so too. Anyways, that's kind of, I'm glad you brought that up because that's kind of what's going on there. We'll have some good reports, hopefully, and some cool interviews, or who knows, maybe we'll come back from VR with nothing but a suntan and aggravated about how hot it was.
Right.
Especially you know,
sharing a room at night.
In the tent.
Spooning.
Sleeping in the bed of the pickup because,
yes.
You know, we can't afford $40,000. See, that's why you guys should have paid to let me grow my hair. If you'd done that, Ken and I wouldn't be sleeping in the bed of my pickup this week.
That's right.
We're
going to take turns driving the vehicle to run the air conditioner. I'll cool off for a while, then I go get in the bed, and then Phil goes and drives around for a while.
Yeah, that's how that works. Right. But anyways, World Superbike was at Imola.
I love another opportunity to do
another
that.
Another opportunity to do that.
Where was the film?
It probably cost us reviews last week.
I don't care. I'm not getting into that, doing it again, a whole bunch of things. But yeah, they were at Imola. I actually feel bad for Tom Sykes.
I don't at all.
I do. I think had race one not been red flagged, he'd have had a win. I think he was on, and then they rested, and Rhea was like, oh, wait, I wasn't in first.
Here's why I don't feel bad for Tom Sykes. I think that every week it's getting better for Tom Sykes.
But I think that was his first win of the season right there.
Maybe not. I don't think so. But I think that I think that slowly he's making that adjustment to the changes of the Kawasaki, which Rhea was just like, hey, I'm getting off a Honda going onto a fast bike.
Right, yeah, I want to go fast.
So there was nothing to unlearn about the Kawasaki. And then they went and changed everything on the Kawasaki because of the rule changes, and that's really caused Tom Sykes a problem. But, you know, I mean, I don't feel sorry for him. He's getting better every week. I don't think he feels sorry for him. He knows he's still one step away. I tell you what, the second half of the season, I think the racing between him and Ray is going to be really good.
I hope
it was
so.
Pretty good.
It
this
was pretty
weekend.
Good this weekend.
And I think it's going to be. I think they're going to swap things. The problem is Ray is going to be so far ahead in points, and that's not going to matter.
Yeah, he's already 87 points ahead of Haslam.
Yeah, I think,
and he's like a week ahead of point in points ahead of
everybody else.
Everybody else.
Yeah, I hear the number one plate's already in his paddock. So
yeah, he's already like,
he said, I'll just watch this for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he's like,
I'll hold on to this so you guys don't lose it.
Yeah,
right. So yeah, Rea pulled the double. There's a big long red flag in race one that caused red flagged, Sykes was in the lead.
Yeah.
And you know Sykes was going, come on, baby, end it.
Right. And they could have.
And they could have.
If they had counted one more lap, I think it could have ended it. He wasn't really able to break away. So I don't necessarily think he would have won, and be honest with you, it just looked to me that Rea was stronger towards the end of the race as he has been. And that's when Sykes has been fading. We know Sykes is having rear grip problems later in the races.
Yeah.
We don't know. But this, it looks to me like Tom Sykes definitely made another step up, which I think he's been making every week.
Yeah.
So I think I'm looking forward to the races coming in. I can actually see myself picking him. I think that we had someone in the pool pick him to double, and I think he was close, and he was probably throwing stuff.
Yeah.
This week.
I would have been.
Yeah.
Were we ready to go to second race?
No. Yeah, I'm just going to talk about them in general.
Okay,
considering they almost finished out.
I was
going to
say the things that were being thrown around was in the second race when all the bikes were going left and right and crashing out.
That happens.
Yeah. Well, in fact,
it was a lot
in
that race.
In the second race, nobody finished out of the points. Everybody finished in the points,
and nobody even scored one or two. Like, everybody who finished got 3 points or more.
Only 13 bikes finished a race.
Yeah.
But one thing I would like to say that was a little bit of an eye opener. Is Davide Giuliano is back, and apparently he's serious.
Yeah, well, I think the time off actually helped him.
And so do I, because he did not look that good at the end of last year.
I mean, imagine how rusty somebody's got to be that hasn't raced in all this time. He comes back. He's number one. He was strong all week.
Yes.
He did appear to have some fatigue problems later in the races, and he lost some positions based on that, especially in race two. In race two, he looked like he was pretty much done. He looked like he was cooked at the end of the race.
Yeah, but that was still a fourth.
That'll get better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he faded. It was a distance fourth, a very distant fourth. So I think that I think it helped him. I see a better racer for him having this time off. I really do. I think he's gotten better for it.
I think
he's gotten time to study the things that he was doing wrong. Chaz Davies would like to forget this weekend altogether.
Oh, yeah. Chaz Davies.
Pretty much blew his chance at a championship up this weekend.
Yeah. Leon Haslam kind of shot him. I mean, he walked out with 13 points this weekend.
Which is better than Chaz Davies.
And Vandermark got the whopping 7 for the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just like.
Well,
there was only one winner this weekend.
We should probably talk about the Haslam. Let me pay you back. Take out of Vandermark.
Should we?
We should, because
I'm watching it right now. It's like, oh crap! A motorcycle demolition derby in the middle of the race.
Right. Yeah.
That was kind of vicious.
I think it was. I think Haslam said, okay, you want to make a really aggressive pass of me? I'm going to pay you back, which he had done that a few weeks back. And he did. Only problem was he screwed up his own bike at the same time.
Yeah, he did.
And that's what ended up killing Haslam. Otherwise, Haslam wasn't doing bad.
Yeah, you know? But he didn't finish up. You know, here's a name that floated up on the screen while I was watching it. And last year we talked about him, and 2 years ago we talked about him. And this year we haven't mentioned the guy, so I'm going to mention him. What the hell has happened to Randy Dupuynier? I mean, I think I've scored more points in World Superbike this year than him.
He got his arms tired from waving the white flag.
I guess so. I mean, he's just having a miserable season, and here's a guy who, a couple years ago, we were thinking, all right, he might be an up-and-comer.
Well, he could be, you know what, he could be on a Suzuki, right?
No, he's on a Kawasaki.
Right, he could be on a Suzuki.
Oh.
Okay?
Wow.
He could be on a Suzuki, which is actually a Japanese word for I blow up now. Okay?
That's probably true. Yeah. But, yeah, I just was like, oh, my God, this guy's having a miserable season.
Yeah, he is, but I would imagine Alex Lowes would probably like to compare with him.
Yeah, Alex is not doing all that well.
Suzuki is not. Their durability problems don't
actually
seem to have been replaced.
This is how bad he's doing. Alex Lowe's has more than three times the points that Randy DePuniet has.
That's
this
pretty
year.
Bad.
You know you're having a bad series.
So what is
season.
That, nine?
So DePuniet has scored 15 points. Lowe's has scored 51.
Well, that's pretty good. Lots more points than I would have thought Lowe's would have
Lowe's
had.
Lowe's is in 10th overall.
Yeah. So
that's a default 10th, I think, is what it works out to be. Because there's no way. I mean, the Suzuki's are just been sad. I mean, they're just not doing well.
And then I don't know what to think about Torres.
Absolutely nothing.
Right. It's like fourth, fifth is where he seems to be, and when he crashes out, and then he'll get a third.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Torres only, it seems to me, I was really high on Jody Torres. It cost me a lot of points at the very beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I think he's been disappointing over what people expected. In the offseason, he was really strong.
Right.
Really, really strong at testing. Looked really good the first week coming out in Phillips Island, and then just really...
Yeah, he's just...
Nothing.
Blow.
Yeah, right. He's only doing well when there's a lot of wrecks in the race. That seems to favor him.
He's smart enough to try and keep out of the wrecks. So.
Right.
But I just was a little shocked. I was glad to see Giuliano back. He looked like he's ready to kick the fires and light the tires.
We'll see. He's still got one. He's got one big problem, and he's a little guy named Jonathan Rea. Okay.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Here's the
problem you have. Rea just is putting together just such good races overall. Even when he doesn't start good, he doesn't need the pole.
His worst,
gets a bad start. Doesn't really matter.
His worst finish is second, and that's happened twice. Everything else he's won.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's just completely
it's like
dominant.
Just blowing the field away. Yeah. And we could tell in the pool this week it was
lots of doubles
for Johnny Rea in the pool.
Except for me.
except for you.
Warren didn't want to win.
A couple other people too.
Yeah, there was a couple. Somebody picked.
I wasn't expecting the demolition derby in the second race.
Yeah.
A couple people had Sykes for the double and stuff like that, but they
which was insightful, I think, in a way.
Yeah.
Because they're figuring, Sykes is getting better. Sykes is going to be a good pick at some point, and I'm not sure. It may be the next race. I don't know. We'll see.
I think I had
that's Donington Park, right?
I think I had Sykes in the second, and it just didn't work.
No, I had you down for Rea and Davies, right?
Davies.
You had Rea and Davies, and you had Davies in the
Sykes did better than that.
Yeah,
Sykes would have been a better
double
pick.
Double 20s.
Yeah.
So double second places. In the pool wise, Olaf has maintained his lead. I think
anybody if
Hawkeye.
if you picked Rea, right?
Yeah.
He picked Rea for the double, right?
Yeah, he picked Rea for the double. Hawkeye picked Rea for the double. Third place, Matt B. had Haslam in race one.
Hawkeye's
Rea.
Back up to second. I thought he dropped farther than the last week.
He dropped down to third, so he's back up to second because the second place guy had picked Haslam in race one. Oof. So he threw away 12 points there. Right. And I'm now within 5 points of third place.
It's like the seventh sign.
Ken, while you're still in last place,
picked up points.
You are only 8 points away from passing Warren. Ooh. And no longer being in eighth place. So Warren, that means when MotoGP this weekend goes to Le Mans, you best pick right. You don't have the ability to throw away points anymore. Because right. Ken's going to catch you. And once he's out of last place, you're not going to be able to talk to him anymore. His head's going to swell. Here, I'm going to influence everybody in the pool's pick. Pedrosa is back for Le Mans. That's what I'm reading.
That's all good news for manufacturers' points for Honda.
I'm just saying that I'm going to tell everybody how he's back with a vengeance.
There you go. Hint. Double. Hint. Pedrosa for the double.
Pedrosa for the double, right? Take him in Moto 2, too.
Not me.
Because he's going to try and make up for last place.
Right, exactly.
The MotoGP boys run at Le Mans this week. Pedrosa's back. Other than that, there's not really all that much going. There's no other racing going. Oh, and VIR. Moto America, the VIR. Mm-hmm. That's the racing this weekend. There's obviously motocross hasn't started yet. World Superbike got the week off. And I guess Olaf doesn't like British Superbike anymore.
But next weekend we will have motocross, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. So I guess that's it for the racing reports. Look, he's not even looking. Oh, he's watching me on the screen make the signs for.
Right, yeah. The signs on video don't work.
I know.
You just have to have a producer who's paying attention to you.
He was too busy staring at me and gawking at me.
He was
me
watching
on the
porn.
Cam.
He wasn't watching you at all.
Oh yeah. Why is there a camel on that? What the hell? Anyways, this has been the Doghouse. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, tweet. I don't care what you do. Just do it.
Get the word out.
Do something.
Do something. Help us out.
Power rankings for World Superbike coming up, right? You'll be
tomorrow.
You'll get it tomorrow.
You'll get it tomorrow. We're going to do it today. That's why we wear the same clothes every day.
Every day.
Oh, I don't have a laundry machine at my new house. What are those things called? Washing machine? Washer machine?
Just go down over the hill to the river and beat it on a rock.
There you go.
The river is actually dirtier than I am right now.
Oh, yeah. It is pretty nasty.
It's pretty nasty.
Till next week.